And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thanks so much for staying with us here on the program as we are now ready to talk with our astrological and astronomical assignment editor talking about Aries. It's all A's today. We're in the A mood, A mode, as it were. And we're talking about the fact that we are doing a series over the next 12 months regarding the various signs, and we're going to stay in those signs as long as we're actually in them based on the calendar. Right now it's Aries. And we talked last week about personality traits of Aries, and we'll do this about each of the signs, and also in terms of hereditary aspects of these signs, because you had mentioned that we do take with us, if you will, or get from our ancestors, even some of their astrological traits. So in a way, it's not quite so, it doesn't sound like it's that simple to do somebody's chart and say, okay, boop, boop, A, B, C, D, dot your I's and cross your T's. It's that simple. No, because you have all those other factors involved. So let's talk about the personality traits first, then we'll talk about hereditary traits.
Awesome. Brilliant. Yeah, astrology can be as complicated as you want it to be. There's a lot of different variables, and it's a lot like doing algebra, or a balance sheet, or doing your taxes, where you're adding things and subtracting things and coming up with baser, a bottom line. And you know, Aries is one of my favorite signs because it's a lot about getting traction. You know, Aries is very driven. It wants to get there, and it wants to get things done. The other thing that can be very good about Aries, I think, is that it doesn't need the approval of others. If an Aries doesn't feel like other people understand what it's doing, it's firm in its convictions, and it will proceed ahead anyway. Now, there can be a downside to that. You know, if that Aries is on the wrong path, you know, it can be very hard to turn that Aries around. You know, it learns through experience, not through what other people have to say.
Yeah.
So, but it can be very secure emotionally or psychologically. It tends to be more confident in its own self, and it tends to not need the input or the approval of others. And so when there's a lot of energy in Aries, like there is now, or according to, the Western astrology, mm-hmm. it can be easier to move forward or to feel like you're getting traction, especially after the, how things can kind of slow down during the winter time. It's that burst of energy that we get in the spring.
Now, what would be the best way for us to understand the overlaps of the signs and the planetary aspects? What first thought that came to me was like those old mobiles of the planets, the solar system, the nine planets and the sun. But you'd need more than just the spheres. You'd almost need like a disc, and you'd almost have to look at it more two-dimensional than three-dimensional, say from the top, to see how the energetic influences of each of the planets, as well as the signs, overlap one another. And sometimes it's more than two. Sometimes it's three, four, and five
or more
aspects that are all overlapping. What kind of a dynamic, especially when you're talking about the personalities, do those overlaps create?
Well, it can be very sophisticated. And a lot of it, if you're asking how do people learn, it depends on what kind of a learner you are. There's some really awesome workbooks for the novice or the dilettante. If you want to play around, there's some really awesome workbooks that kind of break it down into real manageable chunks if you're that kind of a learner.
Mm-hmm.
If the more Aquarians among us will be more prone towards technology and applications and on a lot of the astrology programs now where you actually cast charts, they have 3D applications where you can see it in graphs, you can see it in a wheel, you can see it in the stars in the sky. There's even an app for the iPad now, where, or a program for the iPad, where you can hold it up and it will show you what planets and constellations you're facing. And then if you move 2 feet to the left, it'll show you what's over there. It's like having a mini telescope. And so
there are
lots of ways to play.
Yeah, there are a lot of resources available to us to be able to understand the confluences.
And yeah.
Let's talk about the hereditary aspects of the Aries and just in general astrological signs. I mean, how does that play? Because, again, as I said at the outset, it seems like it gets really, really complicated after you get to this kind of a juncture.
Actually, it can. There are ways in which it's really, really complicated, and then there's ways in which it just gets really, really simple.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. It makes me think of a Scottish friend of mine who used to say, "The apple never falls far from the tree."
Okay.
You know, you regardless of which lens you're looking through, whether it's religion, whether it's psychology or astrology, there are simply things that get handed down in legacies. There's a positive legacy and there's a negative legacy that we carry forward. Even some say in our DNA. And there is, by no surprise, a way of tracking that in astrology. And it's fascinating. What you notice is, you know, every family has its life lessons. And, for example, if you look at the charts of my parents and my maternal and paternal grandparents, there are patterns that go down and go through. For mm-hmm. example, my family, who happens to be almost exclusively Scottish and Irish, has a lot of the sign of Cancer in it. My ancestors just happen to have that. Well, Cancer is the sign that rules Scotland, and Cancer is the sign that rules family. And so there's a huge emphasis on family, not just nuclear family, but extended family. And the motto of the MacDonald clan was by land and by sea, like we would be there for each other by land or by sea.
Oh.
And so you, as you muck around in these things, you just can't help but find recurring themes. And it can be a very powerful tool as you're trying to understand who you are and why you are and why you came to the parents you did and how you can work through certain things together easier than you can work through it on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting because, I mean, I was, of course, born in June, Cancer and so forth. My father was born in August, which I believe is it Leo or is it Taurus?
Depends. There's some part of it's Leo and part of it's Virgo.
Oh, okay. And then my mother was born in September. Late September, second half of September. So now you have those two signs. They come together creating, you know, the family that they did. So
yes.
What you, and you made the comment too about how there are family lessons.
Right.
So accepting that concept that we sort of sign a contract before we come into this world, we also sign as part of that contract that there is a family element to it saying, okay, I want to experience certain experiences within the context of a family dynamic or family unit.
Yes, yes. And well, part of it's that, but part of it's also, you know, there's a belief in certain circles that some of us have similar or the same life lessons. And the theory is that if you come to a family that has already established that line, that they're working through those issues, you'll get more traction working through those issues with that group of people than you would with another group.
Oh, I see. Okay. And is there also the same context of choosing the family that we wind up with as far as the lessons that we want, the experience we want to have, the lesson we want to learn?
In many theories of astrology, yes, there is.
Okay.
And there's very, very fascinating ways of looking at that when you combine or compare, like the charts of a mother and a son, a mother and a child, a husband and a wife,
mm-hmm.
you know, siblings. You know, there's ways that we parse all that out, so that you can better understand the gifts you bring.
Right.
And the gifts that others bring to you.
And a gift that you can bring to yourself is to give Beth McDonald a call at 963-0842 and find out more about yourself as well as maybe your ancestral astrological aspects. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com is the website. Beth, we'll talk to you next week. More about Aries.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.
You bet. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We will continue with Stephen Lewis in just a moment. Don't go away.